We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jerry Dykstra, Media Relations Director for Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide that provides assistance to the persecuted Christian church. Once again, Open Doors USA has released its annual World Watch List, listing the nations around the world that provide the least amount of religious freedom and therefore offer the greatest persecution for believing Christians. And Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Let's start right at the top of the list, Jerry. And North Korea, once again, number one, 7 years in a row. What is it about the North Korean system that makes it the number one persecutor of believers every year?
Well, that's correct. North Korea has been on that list as number one for the seventh straight time, and that is for good reason, because it's the most oppressive and isolated country in the world, and not only for Christians, but for all their population, of course, because they're instructed to worship Kim Jong-il. And, of course, for Christians, it's doubly tough, especially because they're harassed, they're in prison, they're tortured, and we believe there's approximately 200,000 Christians in North Korea, and we believe also that one-fourth of them are in political prisons where they're even tortured more than the regular prisoners.
The rest of the top 10 here are countries that I think most of which will come as no surprise. Saudi Arabia, number two, Iran, number three, followed by Afghanistan, Somalia, the Maldives, Yemen, Laos, Eritrea, and Uzbekistan. Many of those, of course, are Islamic countries. Is there any change, good or bad, in their policies, or are they pretty much where they were a year or two ago?
Well, Saudi Arabia, of course, there is no freedom in Saudi Arabia, and it's the state of the religious freedom there remains just unaltered. And Iran also, it remains number three on that list, and there is even more persecution in Iran this past year than before. We believe there's about 50 to 60 Christians arrested for their faith in one of the world's most repressive societies, and we believe also one Christian couple died after being interrogated by the government. And so, of course, any Muslim who leaves the faith and becomes Christian is faces possibly the death penalty. So those three have not changed at all.
Jerry, there's also a section in your report here beyond the worst 10 countries for religious persecution about others that are deteriorating in how much religious freedom they offer. Are we seeing a very noticeable decline right now around the world?
Well, I really think so. You know, you can just see the situation in Afghanistan that jumped from seventh last year to number four this year. And with the Taliban and cracking down again, and we know that the United States is at war in Afghanistan also. And it's doubly tough to be a Christian in Afghanistan. It's just almost impossible. But in the same ways in Somalia, that rose from number 12 last year to number five this year. We know that it's one of the most dangerous places in the whole world, and for Christians, it's even worse. We had reports of 10 Christians being killed for their faith last year. Several others were also kidnapped and raped, but it's so hard to get information from that small country.
India is further down on the list, but it's jumped from 30 to 22. Why is that?
In the last part of last year, as you might remember, there was a persecution of Christians, in this particular in the state of Orissa, where there was several deaths. A lot of the Christians were forced out of their homes, and so that was brought up India to that worst ranking. And we need to pray that that doesn't happen. That it's the world's largest democracy, but for Christians, they're really being targeted.
And, Jerry, in our last little bit of time here, there is a significant piece of good news, and that's in the country of Vietnam. Explain what's happening there.
Well, I had the pleasure of visiting many Christians in Vietnam a couple years ago, and this is good news because it's really ranked. 2 years ago, it was ranked number 8 on our list. Last year, number 17, 23 this year. And so it's really gone down from 8. 17 to 23, and this is what we really want. We want these countries to grant full religious and human rights to everybody, and especially Christians. In Vietnam, we are seeing that happen. There's still some persecution there in the Highlands section, but they improved their religious rights stance for the past year, and so there is good news on this list, but there's obviously many areas that persecution has increased for the Christian community.
Well, as you mentioned, Jerry, a little bit of good news, but obviously very difficult news in many other countries. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Jerry Dykstra is Media Relations Director for Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide that assists the persecuted Christian church. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Find us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.